Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
You don't indeed. It is 8:13. Professor Elizabeth Sideropoulos is the Chief Executive of the South African Institute of International Affairs. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Good morning, Howard. Well, thanks.
Good. What is the latest that we're hearing out of the region?
The latest seems to be that Russian forces have ramped up their attack. There is apparently a column, certainly shown in satellite pictures, of tanks and Russian forces making their way to Kiev. They're about 60 k's from Kiev. So certainly, I think, compared to the last 5-6 days, I think there is a ramping up of the effort to move by the Russians. I think they didn't expect the kind of resistance that they received, and so this is now sort of ramping it up, more shock and awe. And obviously there's also been bombing of Kiev, it seems.
The dangerous thing is, given what we know, the limited amount that we know about Vladimir Putin, is that he's not going to want to lose this from an ego point of view, particularly. That would herald, I would imagine, a lot more bloodshed in the coming weeks.
Well, certainly if you look at the outcome of the first, I'm going to call them first round of talks. I don't know if there's going to be a subsequent round of talks yesterday on the border with Belarus. It seems that nothing much was achieved, and certainly if one also hears the comments that have come out of the Elysee, President Macron spoke to President Putin yesterday, and what is clear is that the demands that he made, you know, before the war started and has made during the course of the war have not changed. And so there's certainly no desire or willingness to compromise or to seek a negotiated settlement, I think. Let me put it that way. And that this is really going to go all the way to the end. That's certainly what President Putin's behavior and his actions indicate.
In terms of South Africa's response to it, the first defense sitting, then the flip-flopping, then just total confusion, what's your reaction to that?
I think it's unfortunate on two levels. Firstly, I think it is important that the government is all, you know, all actors within the government are on the same page. That's usually a good thing for these kinds of crises. The second point is clearly that while, you know, we have had good relations or close relations with Russia at a political level, particularly also since we joined the BRICS over a decade ago, and we've also sort of called out rightly actions by NATO in countries like Iraq and Libya, where, you know, there's also been significant loss of life and not UN mandated activity and so on. The fact is that what Russia is doing at the moment is also aggression. It has invaded a country. President Putin has made it quite clear what his objectives are, although it's always odd to hear him say he wants to denazify, clearly, and to neutralize Ukraine. Clearly, there are elements, there are ultra-right elements in Ukraine. They are across Europe. We've seen those, unfortunately, over the last several years. But that certainly is no justification for an attack. And his statements of the 21st of February, which were quite blatant about, you know, the fact that Ukraine shouldn't exist, that Ukraine is part of Russia, going back into the history of the two nations, also doesn't really bode very well, and is actually this is aggression, and we should call it out. And as I said a couple of days ago to somebody else, I said, if friends cannot speak frankly to each other, then then what's the leverage that we have?
And it's so interesting that, because I keep wondering how much time, and I asked listeners yesterday this question, how much time should give somebody immunity? So if somebody was did assist the South African, well, not South African government at the time, but somebody did assist in the anti-apartheid struggle, does that give them immunity forever to treat other people as they wish because, you know, they assisted us? It's the logic of it is bizarre.
Well, let me turn it on its head and in terms of what we usually say and say, you know, one right doesn't mean that everything else you do is also right. And I think absolutely the Soviet Union played a critical role in supporting the ANC during the anti-apartheid struggle and, you know, broader national liberation movement. And that's important and that's fine. But that doesn't mean that, you know, that should give anybody carte blanche in terms of their behavior on the international stage. And unfortunately, the issue here is that this is a nuclear state. It has ratcheted up, it has escalated its rhetoric and its you know, actions on the ground. And, you know, where it is, you know, the place it is in the world means that this is, you know, far more dangerous globally, not just for Europe, than perhaps other conflicts we have seen over the last, 30 years since the fall of the Berlin Wall.
Absolutely right. Professor Elizabeth Sidiropoulos, Chief Executive of the South African Institute of International Affairs, bringing us up to date with regard to the Russia-Ukrainian War.